This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You look around the modern office building, you got your computers, some stand-up desks, cubicles, still, I'd bet, in a lot of places. What you probably don't have? Windows that open. Most offices today are pretty airtight, so some of what we breathe out, carbon dioxide, stays in. Veronique Greenwood wrote about this in the New York Times recently in a piece headlined, "Is Conference Room Air Making You Dumber?" Veronique, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So there we are, sitting in a smallish conference room, breathing as people do. And it turns out, based on the research that you've written about, maybe that's not the best thing for creativity and productivity in the workplace.
Right, exactly. Actually, when I first heard about this research, I thought, well, that sounds a little paranoid.
Yeah.
And the more I looked, the more it became clear that there's a small but pretty interesting body of evidence accrued over the last 10 years or so, suggesting that carbon dioxide, which has generally been thought to be harmless, may have some effects on cognitive function when it builds up to levels that are actually pretty common in places like conference rooms and in classrooms and offices in general.
What does it do to our brains? Are we just less creative and less clear thinking?
The thing about the CO2 is that it's not an absolutely consistent effect, but in the studies that have found an effect, it makes people worse at decision-making, I think you would say.
Wow.
The test that they use, it has headings like capacity to pay attention, capacity to gather information from different sources.
Right.
And these two really well-designed studies found that scores on these tests went down with higher carbon dioxide.
Yeah. So what are we supposed to do other than like throw a chair through the window? Because it's not like we can change this.
No, well, actually, someone can. There are people whose job it is to keep the fans going and keep the air moving. And chances are there's somebody in your office building who can answer questions about this. You just might not know them yet.
Yeah. This is a really basic question, but it's us breathing that gets the carbon dioxide in the room, right?
Right.
which, of course, is a whole nother layer of problem because you got to breathe.
Exactly. That's not going to stop.
Right.
But what needs to potentially change, if the effects continue to happen, if they keep seeing them in studies, then really the best way to deal with this is to up the ventilation. And actually, one of the researchers I talked to, Joe Allen at Harvard, has said that even though it costs more money for office buildings to keep the air moving, it's possible that you could actually recoup the losses from increased productivity. Because there's quite a lot of evidence now that, for instance, children in school classrooms do much better on tests. They complete more work. They're absent less when there's a lot of ventilation. And the same could probably be true for people in offices.
Do you think about this when you get stuck in a meeting?
I mean, of course I do.
That's right. That's the right answer. Veronique Greenwood, she's a science writer writing in the New York Times recently about conference rooms and the air we breathe. Veronique, thanks very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.